The member for the seat of Wannon, or the previous member for the seat of Wannon, David Hawker, of course, retired this year. Following Saturday's election, the next member for the seat of Wannon will be Daniel Tehan. Daniel Tehan, good morning and congratulations.
Morning, Jeremy. Thanks very much.
What did you make of the result on the weekend?
I thought it was an interesting result. It was very, very humbling for me to be elected. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done. But also, just like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the other candidates for putting their hands up. We need participation to make our democracy work. But overall, just a very extremely humbling experience for me.
There was a swing away from both the major parties, as I mentioned earlier. What do you put that down to?
Look, on the primary vote, there was. You've had a city member, David Hawker, for 27 years. Has widely regarded as having done an outstanding job, so I think there was great interest in this election. On the two-party preferred, it remained relatively similar. So I think the fact that David was retiring after 27 years made quite an interesting campaign.
Yes, I mean, you mentioned the two-party preferred, and there was a very slight shift towards Labor, although given the high number of people who either didn't turn up to vote or who voted informally, I guess it's hard to sort of make too many comparisons, perhaps, with the previous results. Following some of the things which were said about you in the lead-up to Saturday's vote, though, I guess there will be a fairly strong expectation now that you will deliver for Wannon. What are you hoping to achieve now?
Well, look, the first thing I'm hoping is that the Coalition will form a minority government, therefore we will get a return to good, stable government in Australia, and then we can look to honour our commitments, and that will include a Medicare-funded licence for an MRI, which is much needed in the southwest. We'll also look to make the changes to the independent youth allowance, which are very important. Also look to reintegrate the Australian Technical Colleges at Warrnambool and Hamilton, and there are other funding commitments which I won't name at this stage, which we'll also be looking to implement.
Will you be playing any role, perhaps, in any of the negotiations going on to work out who might form government?
No, I won't be. That will be left to Tony Abbott and other senior people within the party.
All right. So what happens next for you then? How soon do you set up office and or set up shop, as it were, and get on with things, I suppose?
Look, the way the process works is we have to wait for the declaration of the poll, and that will probably take place at the end of this week or beginning of next. And once that takes place, then it's sort of into work formally. But I literally will be sort of starting today in terms of I've had invitations to do community events, those types of things, and so I'll be beginning work in an informal nature today.
All right, Daniel Tehan, thanks again, and hopefully we will be able to catch up with you as well once we do know who the next government will be.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Daniel Tehan there, the new member for Wannon. Also with us this morning is Judith McNamara, who was, of course, running as the Labor candidate in the election. Judith McNamara, good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, what was your take on the weekend's events?
Oh, you mean nationally?
Well, nationally and locally, yes.
Look, I think locally we got the same result that we got nationally, both the Labor Party and the Coalition. In saying that, I think this is the first time that the Liberal Party has ever been pushed to go to preferences to hold this combination of probably Labor and Independence. And look, at the end of the day, Labor increased their vote down here, two-party preferred, compared to the last one. So I think personally that this little team around me has done a really good job.
I was
really happy. I think the Liberal vote was down considerably, but I do know that Dan had to go to preferences in a number of booths, so I feel really pleased about that.
The first preference vote for Labor, of course, was also down by a similar amount, though. Why do you think that might have happened?
Oh, look, I think that's reflected nationally. Jeremy, I think in many ways the outcome that we've got with a hung parliament is probably a very clear expression from the general public across Australia. They want a better focus from both political leaders. I don't think it was a result for either party. I think I think people have spoken really clearly. You mentioned there was a very high informal vote. It was also down here as well. So I think this is a wake-up call for democracy in this country.
Will you be sticking with the party? Can we expect to perhaps hear from you again the next time around?
Oh, very clearly, very clearly. Look, I'll be watching with interest what happens with putting a government together, and I have a great deal of faith in the independents, and of course with the increased Green vote in the country, both in the House of Reps and in the Senate, I think it's going to be a really interesting 6, 7, 8 days.
All right. Judith McNamara, thanks again.
And, thank you very much.
As we've heard over the weekend, of course, we could be doing it all again in a year's time, so we might be talking with you then.
Well, that's why I'm really interested, Jeremy. I think if it's a cobbled together one, we'll be electioneering from the word go, and if it's a stable government, as I hope it will be, I think we can look forward to a really good 3 years of watching independence put some democracy back into big parties.
All right, Judith McNamara, thanks again.
Okey-doke.
Judith McNamara there, who was, of course, the Labor candidate for Wannon on the weekend. And at 19 minutes past 7, just before we get to the sports desk, one of the five independents on the ballot this year, James Purcell, is also with us. He received the highest vote amongst the independents, gaining just over 4,000 votes, or just under 6%. James Purcell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy.
You must have been pretty happy with that result, were you?
Oh, I think it was a great result. I understand from the local press that it's the... and excuse my voice, I've just got a bit croaky from standing out in street corners for the last few weeks.
The hard realities of the campaign.
It is, unfortunately. But I understand from the local press that it is the highest vote of an independent in the 110-year history of the seat, so that's certainly something that I'll be pleased with.
Indeed. As I've mentioned earlier, the combined independent vote was around 16.3%. Do you think you might have done better if there were fewer independents, or would it have been more effective perhaps to have had fewer independents?
No, the real issue was trying to hold it together, and it was always, you know, so that the distribution of votes would stay together. And look, I haven't seen the exact results, but there's no doubt that it has segmented, you know, and so it's gone back to the major parties after we've got it individually. It hasn't stayed together.
Mm. What were people saying to you on the weekend as they were voting? Were people sympathetic, perhaps, with the idea or the push to make Wannon a more marginal seat?
Yeah, absolutely. People were coming along looking for, you know, looking for independence. They were looking for, you know, they're going through all of the... I was doing Port Ferry, which I was very pleased with. We got nearly a quarter of the votes in Port Ferry, which was very pleasing to me. But they were certainly looking for an independent to represent or to basically vote for.
Now, what happens for you now? I think there's a council meeting for Moyneshire tomorrow. Are you back to being mayor as of 9 o'clock this morning?
If I can speak in tomorrow, I'll be sitting at the head of the table.
All right.
So that's where I'll be from now on.
Okay. James Purcell, thanks again. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday then as a part of our Mayoral Whip Around.
Thanks, Jeremy.